Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and thanks for listening to Spiritual Perceptions on Blog Talk Radio. This evening's topic is a continuation of last month's show, and we're still speaking about the mind and what it is that it does and doesn't do for us, and how we manipulate our world based on the mind alone. But I'm Marcia.
And I'm Janet.
And we'd like to say welcome to this evening's show. Just to get a few things out of the way, this evening's call-in number, if I can find it here again, please excuse me for my lack of organization this evening.
Yes.
This evening's call-in number is 646-378-1297. If you have questions, comments, concerns, Janet will probably do some reading because she can't help it. So if you have a question for Janet, give us a call. You can catch Janet on Facebook, Janet Thornburg, or you can get a private reading with her at daisy644478 on keen.com. You can follow us on Twitter at Spiritual Perceptions. Or you can email us if you have a prayer request, a comment, if you'd like a private reading with Janet outside of the Keen system. You can email us at spiritualpercept, P-E-R-C-E-P, at AOL.com, and we'd be happy to take care of any of those things for you. We'd like to say to the listeners who have emailed us that your prayer requests have been taken care of. Janet takes things to the altar every day when she does her things at the church, and we are happy to see that our listeners are engaging in our show by giving us suggestions and comments about them. So, Janet, we're back to the mind. What a terrible thing
to
waste.
Yes, we are back. This show, we're talking about the brain, and to reiterate, you know, the last show we were talking about mindsets, and today we're focusing on the brain itself. Change your brain, change your life.
Amen.
Uh-huh. Can't remember a person you see at the mall, forget appointments, worried about dementia or Alzheimer's, this is your show. So I'm giving you our reference books that we're taking this information from. And I want to say to everybody that Marcia and I both do a lot of research online and through books, and we are trying to share that information. We're not know-it-alls. We just want to be of a help to mankind, and it's sowing seeds of kindness, which is gets God's attention. He likes it when we love one another. Jesus, when he left, he says, "One commandment I give you, that you love one another as I've loved you." And that's all, the whole purpose of our show. We're not here to condemn anybody or judge anybody. We just want to share our knowledge with you. So the first book is called...
We're not doctors, lawyers, or Indian chiefs. Saying goes, you know, we're just plain people.
Research
just like
artists.
Everybody else. just like everybody else.
Research
here.
Artists.
Well, we're not even that. We're novices at that even, because there's so much more out there that we don't have or we haven't yet got to. But as we get to it, we'll be happy to share it. Go ahead, Janet.
And we invite you, if there are other people out there that have found something that would be of help to the topic and help to us as, on our journey here, you know, on this human journey and understanding our spiritual side and being at optimum health, and want to share that information, we welcome it.
Yes, we
welcome
do.
It.
Yes, we do.
Okay, the first book is called Brain Longevity, and I'm going to spell this name. When I went to seminary, and they said, if you run across something in the Bible you can't pronounce, sneeze and go on. Well, I'll be sneezing all night, okay? It's Dharmasinghk KHALSAMD. So
well, that's
it's a medical
Dharma,
doctor.
Dharma Singh something. I'm not sure how to.
I know. Okay. Sneeze and go on.
Okay.
That's the author of that book. And then the second one is A Good Brain, A Better Brain at Any Age. It's a holistic way to improve your memory, reduce stress, and sharpen your wits. Sondra, I can pronounce that one, Kornblatt, but I'll spell it. S-O-N-D-R-A, first name, K-O-R-N-B-L-A-T-T. And Ford was done by Fernando Vega, medical doctor. So there's over 100 tips and exercises in this for your brain. And we're going to talk about some of those tonight. They're called brain boosters.
Well,
so,
for those listeners who don't know, Janet and I have both suffered brain traumas, head injuries.
Yes.
And this also is a way for us to help boost what we are able to do to help repair our minds and our brains. So it's not just to benefit our audience, but this information has been used to help benefit us all, well, benefit Janet and I. We know that the information in these books works because we're living
yes.
proof of it. So I don't mean to keep interrupting you, Janet, but I did want
That's
to
okay.
put that out there. So that they know that we're not just giving them information because we found this information, but we're giving them information that we've also used.
And experience benefits from. That's
right.
Very, very correct. So, and that's the idea. That's what we're here for. We're here to share our, we both have a lot to bring to the table as far as life experience is concerned. Marsh and I have some interesting parallels. And that's basically what we're here for. We're all human beings, and we're on this journey called life, and we're just sharing some of the, hopefully, that can help people out there, and especially young people, not to make the same mistakes we did. So that's what we're here for, and we just love you, and we want to help people. That's our whole idea. And like Marcia said, we're not doctors, lawyers, or Indian chiefs, but we certainly care about humanity. So back to the brain. That's in the books, especially the brain longevity book. It shows you pictures of actually what part of the brain, how the brain works, how deep you want to get into it. The three types of memory and where they're functioned.
The scientific side of it all.
Uh-huh. About what stimulants do.
Right. The book doesn't just give you information about how the brain works and then the parts of the brain and how it works in memory, but it also, you know, tells you that on the plain and simple level,
yeah.
you know,
It's not
a scientific
language.
Book.
Uh-huh.
It has those parts, but it also makes it, you know, nice and plain and simple so that everyone can understand.
That's correct. See, now our next show, which will be on the 30th, and we want to let people know that we are planning on doing a show on the 30th of every month. That way you can just know that at the end of the month that Marcia and Janet are going to be around. And our next show is going to be on addictions, and there is a section here in brain longevity where it talks about the recreational use of stimulants such as cocaine, methamphetamines, and marijuana, and their powerful stimulants including cocaine are notably harmful to the brain and to the endocrine system. These drugs cause an immediate oversecretion of all the stimulating neurotransmitters in the brain. So, and it says marijuana has less severe effects, but is still harmful to the creation of short-term memory. So these are things that people should know. I think, you know, the Bible says that all things are permissible. And this is in Galatians that it mentions this. But it asks you, is it edifying? Does it do you any good? You know,
but it says
like
all
I said, we're not here
are,
to condemn anybody.
Right, but it says
or
all
make any kind of judgment.
In moderation, you know.
Absolutely.
So you have to figure out where your moderation is.
Yeah, I attended an AA meeting one time, and this person got up and said, well, I went to my doctor, and the doctor said I could have one drink a day, and he showed this huge glass.
Okay, because it's 60
ounces. My one.
It'll hold a whole liter of wine or a 12-pack of beer. So
I just
that's not really moderation.
You can rationalize things in the brain, okay?
Your brain can do a lot of things.
No.
Only one drink? Well, it's 60 ounces, so hey.
But let me
I
tell you
I can drink it all day long. Now, that's
whether
not a way to
handle
it. Whether
it's been a brain injury or it's been a brain injury or you've used some sort of substance to harm your brain, it can completely regenerate. You know, that's what I want to get out there today. It can heal. So, and it's amazing the brain is capable of so many things. We talked about it on the last show. We only use 3% of it. That's 97% untapped power, and this is what we want to be able to create. So,
well, I know that you can attest to, okay, in my case, I know that you can attest to that several years ago, and even up until last year with my injury, that there were times during all that period that I couldn't even remember my name or what year it was. Well, I'm not going to say my brain is back to where it was pre-injury because it's not. But if I work with it every day and I do something every day, then it's getting there. It's a long
pretty
process
fun.
To heal the brain if it's injured.
Yeah. And like the same thing with your lungs. You know, if a person is a smoker and they quit, it takes 5 years for them to get back to healthy pink.
Well,
as in
some people like to say it, titty pink, you know. But
yeah, that's what they say.
We'll just let it go with that. But you know, we're just trying
okay.
to give you a laugh out here. But go ahead, Dan.
Okay, so if you are worried about these things like dementia or Alzheimer's, we need to know that we need to make new connections, which will support the brain. And your brain becomes stronger, your neurons or your brain cells get active and stay pliable when we create new neutral pathways. And so then again, this is covered at length in the book, A Better Brain at Any Age. And I marked brain boosters in here because this is what helps you to improve your cognitive thinking. And when your body is tense and you trigger the, you know, triggers, we're talking about triggers in the brain, it triggers the fight to flight adrenaline response. Muscles compensate for the misalignment, reducing blood flow to the brain when that happens, and it raises your heart rate and your blood pressure. So alignment doesn't mean throwing your shoulders back and standing like a soldier in old cartoons. It means finding balance as you move. And this is something that we talked about in the show of higher consciousness, is bringing your mind into alignment by, you know, bringing it into space. But one of the things that helps the body and mind is laughter. Being
well,
able
and that's
to...
why I keep trying to throw that out there. You know, what can I say? You know,
laughter lowers your blood pressure, increases vascular blood flow and oxygen to the brain, gives a workout to the diaphragm and the abdominal, respiratory, facial, leg, and back muscles. And it reduces stress hormones, you know, and that's that stress hormone cortisol, which we want to all, you know,
Well,
so what are
us
some
women
of these brain
keeps adding
boosters?
That belly fat as we get older.
Yeah.
Cortisol does, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it does.
I've told my sons that since my injury, I have become so acquainted with my body and how it works that I had never, given the fact that I do not have much medical knowledge or anything like that, since my injury, I have obtained a bit of it. But, you know, you have to, when you realize, you know, that things aren't quite right and that your brain's not working the way it should, it takes some time. And if you don't step back and laugh at yourself because of some of the dumb things you do, then you're going to find yourself in a world of hurt, because you'll just, your mind will then take over to, I'm never going to get better, you know, this is all there is. And, you know, when I was injured, my doctor told me that 2 years after the injury, you're going to be as good as you're going to get. Well, I sat in my doctor's office basically almost 2 years to the day of the injury, and I said, you know what? You told me when I first met with you that it was 2 years and that's as good as you're going to get. And I said, I'm here to tell you this is not acceptable. This is not acceptable. There is something I can do to make it better than what it is. And I amazed my doctors at how well I've been able to overcome the injury and things like that. Of course, like I said, there's still ways to go, but I work at it every day. And in doing so, one of the things I did was, I don't know how many of our listeners may have seen the commercials on TV for Lumosity.com, where you have all these games to work your brain and help stay off dementia and all this kind of thing. Well, I went to that website, and there is a fee, but a lot of the games that it shows, and it allows you to play just because you came to their site. I mean, they only let you play for like a minute or so. Right. You mm-hmm. can find those very same games on a number of different websites. AOL has a lot of the same games. And part of my therapy was to do these games and do them over and over and over to where I love to play the games. I always did. But I played so many of them, working with my mind, I'm ready to scream. So I moved it from that out into some other things. And with Janet's help, I mean, I have amazed my doctors. So you can take this kind of information that's in these books, the reference books that Janet has. You can go to these different websites and play these games and help to improve your mind.
That's
now,
right.
Some people think you're just sitting there wasting time, but you're really not. There is really some benefit.
Well, actually, it's brain exercise. And basically, exercise is needed. You know, getting out walking, and, of course, if you're younger, maybe doing some running and a little aerobics. You know, it's better for it's good for the brain. It's good for the body. It helps depression. You know, some people don't even like the word exercise, so we'll use the word movement. Is get moving, you know.
Just get up.
But some of the brain boosters you can use are using your non-dominant hand to brush your teeth, for instance, or to do a task with. And those are listed in both books. And there are several other exercises. Another big thing is avoiding toxins, eating foods that make you smarter. And more of these boosters are available at Better Brain at any age. And omega-3, the brains need omega-3s. It feeds your brain. Movement is important for a healthy environment. And proper rest. Your brain needs to rest. You need good sleep. The Bible calls it blessed sleep.
Well.
And we do need that. So if you're not, and it, you know, I noticed that if I put in a good day, at working physically. Out in the yard or something, or out walking a lot, then I sleep a lot better.
Yeah, if you get out in the fresh air. I mean, just to get out and sit in your yard or go for a drive. Before my injury, that was the one thing I used to love to do, just get in the car. I'd ask my son, what direction, north, south, east, or west? And we'd just get in the car and drive, you know, just to get the fresh air, to look at the scenery, see, you know, see that there are other people in the world outside of the neighborhood, you know. And this, too, will help you with your mind. Actually, my boys kind of laugh because when they were younger, I would take them out and say, okay, what direction? We'd get a direction. I'd go that way. And I'd say, okay, you boys get us home. I mean, of course, I could get us home. I knew how, but could they? And that made them, you know, work their minds. And it gave them both a very good sense of direction now that they're older and driving themselves.
When my children were younger and they were fussy, I just put them in the car. My youngest, Crystal, in particular, you'd put her in the car seat and start that engine up and pull off, she'd go to sleep, you know, and it was amazing. But it's kind of relaxing. It's a change of pace. But we have to.
But it does something for the mind just to get out in that air, that fresh air will help rejuvenate the mind. You know,
so you really want to focus on the areas of smart food. The brain needs B vitamins. Most seniors are B12 deficient. Yeah, and also, you know, your emotional responses affect you too, your thoughts and beliefs about yourself. So,
as
a result of this show,
Catholics,
I'm hoping that
really
people will allow themselves to go on a journey with their brain. And, you know, if you were to relate it to a food, the brain looks like a whole walnut, shows both hemispheres, kind of a cute thing. And visualization and deep breathing. Deep breathing really helps your lungs and your mind, you know, because oxygen to the brain. So I think none of us really breathe. We just, even I did an experiment while I was waiting on a prescription at Rite Aid. You know, they have those blood pressure machines. So I took my blood pressure when I got in. It was in a good range. Then I did some deep breathing, and it came up perfect. And it says right on the little machine there that your blood pressure changes in a matter of minutes. So I was doing some breathing and then and watching it change, and it was all in very healthy ranges. So, and
well, now let me get back to you know, I made the comment, you know, Catholics had it right. Now, don't get me wrong, listeners, please. My ex-husband was Catholic, so I in turn became Catholic, and we raised our son that way. But what I'm trying to say is that the Catholics had it right. Even fish once a week to get you those omega-3s isn't just for some people thinking it's a punishment, oh, it's Friday and I have to have fish, but there is actually more benefit to it than just this religious aspect, because the omega-3s from the fish really do something spectacular to your brain.
And to your body. Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, there's a little bit more to it that I don't know that the Catholic Church really looks at it that way. But, you know, there's a health benefit to having that fish. You know? Anyway, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. So, use of visualization and deep breathing is very helpful, and we covered that on our show on higher consciousness. Now, with rest, use of music soothes the brain. And that music has always been a good thing, you know. So I think with those ideas in mind, that those are very helpful things. And again, we need to think about our diet, eating healthy. You know, your brain needs B vitamins. They need those omega-3s. And the B vitamins are your leafy green vegetables, And so we really need to think about that. Fear of Alzheimer's is a great thing in the world today. 10 to 15% of people over age 65 to 100 show symptoms, and that's on page 92 in the Better Brain at Any Age. And your brain uses 20% of your energy, and antioxidants keep your brain clean. So useful fats, fatty acids, essential fatty acids, EFAs they're called, they protect the cell membrane, they transmit messages, they reduce inflammation, and support reproduction of neurons. Again, I want to emphasize whether it's been self-abuse or accident, your brain can regenerate. And regenerate faster if we use the boosters and we use the nutrition and exercise, even if it's just walking. The brain is 78% water. It's a thirsty brain, and a thirsty brain is dull and unhappy. Another good reason why we need to drink our water, adequate water, and brains don't like saturated fats and trans fats. That's on page 169. The brains love vitamins. Eat your veggies. Key nutrients for the brain are on page 243 in the book of Brain Longevity. Now, some of those nutrients you cannot take if you're taking antidepressants, so be sure before you embark on anything on your own that you check with your doctor to make sure that things are compatible. And the last thing is stress management, which we talked about on the show for Higher Consciousness, which means that, you know, we have to learn to
find avenues
ourselves
to relieve our stress, as
exactly
opposed to making a
stress
completely
management
mental thing.
And I heard a preacher the other day say, we don't need stress management, we need stress elimination. I go, well, you got to start somewhere. And that management is a good beginning. So I think that I recommend yoga, anything, deep breathing is just
deep breathing
the
will do so much for you, that, and you can do it anywhere.
Yeah, and especially if you smoke, you know, it's, you know, when you deep breathe, you're healing your lungs. You're healing your lungs. So it's really, I think the brain is a very important organ, and they say, you know, in the medical profession that one thing goes or the other, one end goes or the other. It's either the brain or the gut. And the two actually work together, and because sometimes if you're having trouble in digestive areas, it affects the brain. So we need to be healthy, and that's the idea here, you know. When we talked about the seven pillars of health, detoxification is important, because detoxification cleanses the whole body.
Well, and someone once told me that you know, if you harbor anger and things like that, which to do that it has to be in the mind. You know,
mm-hmm.
you have to be harboring this anger in the mind. But they also told me that by harboring this anger that you can mess up your gallbladder.
Oh, you can mess up anywhere in your body.
Right.
Actually, they've been talking about people who harbor anger, resentment in their hearts from the past as a key link to cancer, key link to a lot of diseases, and dehydration is a key link. Two, again, we need that adequate water. That's one of the seven pillars of health. You need that adequate water in your diet, you know, to drink water. So I think we're learning
drinker.
A lot. Pardon?
I'm not a big water drinker, but I have found that, you know, for those who are like me, if you take like this Mio or Crystal Light or something that doesn't really add calories to your water but does give it a little bit of flavor so that you don't have a problem drinking it, so that you will go back to it and drink it. That's another way to get your water, you know, for those of you who don't like to drink water. You're drinking something more than
that. I understand that completely. I never, speaking, I'm going to take a little drink of water here. Oh, good. I was never a water drinker, and I'd always grab something like that wasn't good for me, you know, until I learned better. Diet Pepsi, you know.
Yeah,
take the tea off of that. Take the tea off of that diet, because that's dye soda. That's about the fact truth. I mean, it's really bad.
I keep telling my sons that they use formaldehyde in it.
Yeah.
That's one of the things that they use. And I told him, I said, at my age, maybe that's why everybody still says I look so youthful. I've been preparing myself for the mortician for years and years and years. They won't have to fill me full of formaldehyde. I'm already going to be there.
Yeah, well, I was addicted to Diet Pepsi. So, and I'm no longer addicted, and I praise God for that, and I'm free of it. But, and I realized, you know, kidney problems, overactive bladder, or just among a few of the things that dark soda causes. But I realized that I personally did not like water. Now I can't live without it. We are made up mostly of water, and it needs to be rehydrated. And I find the secret to water is if it's cold.
Yeah, it has to be really, really cold.
And then it tastes so good, especially on a hot day. When you're thirsty, instead of grabbing something that you normally just try drinking, sipping on a little bit of, and try just sipping on water. And pretty soon, you're going to get a taste for it, and, you know, nothing is going to satisfy like it. And I'm here to tell you, because I was a person that wouldn't, I don't want no water. Now it's like I got to have it, you know. And I'm not addicted to it. It's just that it's
still
refreshing.
I'm better about drinking water now since I was injured than I was years and years and years ago. but I still find that I got to flavor most of it. But, you know, I get a lot of water. I'm an ice chewer. You know, give me a cup of ice. Yeah, give me a cup full of ice and I'll chew it. And it doesn't, my mind tells me, yeah, that the ice is okay. It's not water, it's ice. But we all know ice is frozen water.
Well, actually, you know, in the hospital, I did spend time in the nursing profession before I went to seminary. In fact, that's how I paid my way through college, and I worked in hospice. I worked with geriatrics for over 7 years. And after surgery and working in surgical unit, you know, instead of giving people, we would give them little ice chips and just to slowly bring them back in so they wouldn't get sick. And water is very, very vital. It's vital to your brain. Since it's 78% water, you need to clean that water every day. And remember, antioxidants clean the brain. So, we just want to be healthy, because when you're healthy, you're going to think healthy, you're going to feel good about yourself, and these are the areas that we're working on.
I think it's important that when you're looking at any kind of change, I'm going to say, other than putting water into your diet or leafy green vegetables, anytime that you do that, you need to make sure that it is something that will work for you, something that's compatible with you, something that won't cause you more harm based on your own situation, your own health issues, your own medication schedules, and those kind of things. So anytime, you know, you make that kind of change, please talk to your doctors.
Don't
do it because Janet and I say, well, this works. We know it does. It has for us. So we know it works. But make sure that it will work for you in that it doesn't interfere with anything that you have going on.
Especially with those supplements that are listed, like DHEA, you can't take that if you're taking any kind of antidepressants. You have to. We're telling you definitely to check with your physician before starting a diet or exercise program or anything like that, because you know the FDA is wanting to, and I reacted to this. The FDA is wanting to take away our supplements, and you know I prayed about it, and I'm going, geez, you know it feels like we keep losing rights here, and so I, you know, my imagination took off with that, and then I got a call, as God is so good. I got a call from somebody that worked from the government, and they said, well, would you like to hear our side of it? And I said, yes, I would, you know. So apparently some of these people that are selling herbal compounds and vitamins are using ground-up rock as fillers. Well, our bodies are not designed to digest rocks. We're just not. So there are unscrupulous people out there, charlatans and people who are driven by greed, and they don't care that they are hurting humanity. And so there are some things that are done wrong. But the FDA apparently doesn't want to take away the supplements, but they want to govern it, and, you know, control it and protect us against people who would do things like that, you know. And unfortunately, that does exist in the world. You know, it depends on what your motive is. If your motive is all about just making money, you don't care what you're doing to people, then they should govern it.
Well, I think it's an industry that's multi-billion dollars annually. And my personal thought is the government wants in on anything that's making that kind of money. But anytime that you do something, and I used to think, well, you know, it's no big deal. I can start this diet. I can do this. I can do that. It's no big deal. But for some, I've learned, for some, it can be a really big deal.
Yeah.
And so you have to kind of make sure that it's going to work for you. Janet and I have both heard about this new supplement that we're both at present working with. If it does what Janet's had some great success with it. She's had it longer than I have to try. She's had some great success with it already, lowering her blood pressure, her hair starting to get thicker, and things like that. And like I said, as soon as we have tried a little bit more, we'll share that information with you. But anytime that you can put something into your body that's all natural, something that comes from the earth, as opposed to a chemical prescription for this or prescription for that or something else, it's always a good thing. But again, before anything, you do anything like that, please check with your doctors. Don't just take our word for it, because what works for us might not work for you. And it could cause you more harm than good. So as Janet and I work with these different things, we'll pass the information on to you. But so far she's had some really great luck with it, and hopefully soon we can share that with you all.
Yeah, I try stuff on myself before I, you know, talk about it to anybody. And I'm the guinea pig here. Willing guinea pig. But anyway, basically, you know, the supplements, like I said, there are some people who do, but there's good and bad in everything. Just like there are you know, that we brought to the surface here some of these doctors that have committed atrocities on people. A lot of that's been in the news lately. And, you know, in any profession. And again, is a person's motive, is it really, are they caring about you, or are they looking at the dollar, looking at my, at greed? So it's a person's motive that's in each and every person, you know. It's hard to, it's really hard to find somebody that really, really does care, you know. Really, it is. Especially
well,
when,
we care.
When the economy's the way it is. There's all these different schemes, scams, and things going on, and you should check things out. You should definitely check things out. And today, I since this is the real Memorial Day, I would like to not only pray for our country, I'd like to pray for our service people, the leaders of our country, whether we agree, like them or not, that's immaterial. God's still on the throne, and I just would like to take a minute here and pray for our country and for our service people. Father God, Marcia and I and our listeners come to you today, and we praise you so much for the gift of your Son, Jesus, and we praise you, Lord Jesus, for your precious blood. We praise the Holy Spirit, our comforter and our guide. And we hold up our country, the United States of America, and we pray for our leaders of our country that they will make right decisions that are concerning the people, and not just for power plays or for gain. We pray for our military, all of our armed forces. We pray for our National Guard. We pray for our peace officers and people that are dedicated to save and protect. And we hold them up to you, Father, and ask for a blessing on our country. We know we are in a harbinger, and we know that things have been hitting our country. I pray for the people in Oklahoma today. I pray for the people that have lost loved ones in the shooting and bombings in Boston and Connecticut, and the travesties that are going on in this world right now. And I pray that you will, you said, if my people will humble themselves and pray, that you will heal our country. So today, we are humbling ourselves and praying in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
We have callers?
Let me just take a minute to say that you're listening to Spiritual Perceptions on Blog Talk Radio. You're listening with me, Marcia, and Janet. You can find Janet on Facebook at Janet Thornburg. You can get a private reading from Janet on keen.com under the screen name Daisy 644478. You can email us at spiritualpercept, P-E-R-C-E-P, at AOL.com, or follow us on Twitter at Spiritual Perceptions. As Janet stated, our May show, our June show will be June 30th. At 4 o'clock West Coast time, 7 o'clock East Coast time, and we will have, the subject matter will be addictions, and we'll have a guest speaker by the name of Robert Nye. He is an acquaintance of Janet's, and he has come back after fighting terrible addictions in his life. He would like to just speak to our audience and tell them his story and how it worked for him. We'll be fielding questions at that point on addictions. If you have one and you need some help or would like some help, we'll be happy to direct you where you can get that in your area. We would be fielding questions on we'd like your input if you've successfully handled an addiction or if you're in the process of handling one, to be your support and your guide. Please join us for our June 30th show with our guest speaker, Robert Nye.
And okay, just to add a little bit about him, he is a licensed certified electrician. He is also an expert on solar panels. So if you have questions, maybe you're thinking about upgrading your home or something, he can certainly save you money and answer those questions as well.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right. So we're back to the mind. We've talked in a number of shows how affirmations can help change your mind, and in turn it changes your world and changes your life. I was lucky enough to run across some information. It's called 20 Affirmations for a Blessed Life. They are all tied to scripture. So if that is something that might interest you, if you'd like to get a copy of those, please shoot us off an email. We'll be happy to send you that to help you along your affirmation way and to get rid of the stinking thinking that your mind has you trapped in the situation that you have. Please know that it sounds kind of stupid, but it works. It works like a charm. It takes a little longer, just like instead of taking a pill, a vitamin may take a little longer to work, like the pill would, but it's much better for you to have the vitamin than it is to take the chemical. So to use the affirmations may take a little bit longer, but in the long run, you'll definitely get what you want. Okay. I'll shut up now.
We will take some calls.
Do we have any callers who have anything they want to share with us, Janet?
We have several
callers in the screening room, but no one has anything to add to us right now.
Okay.
So since we've both dealt with head injuries, for you, I mean, I kind of went into this earlier for myself, you know, about how the things that we're talking about has worked for me and are helping me to heal. How can you say that using this information, you also have a daughter who's suffered head trauma. How do you believe that using this information and changing some of your routines and so forth has helped you and your daughter with the injuries that you all have sustained?
Okay, I have a disabled daughter. She's age 31, and she suffered a disability due to lack of oxygen to the brain. She was a victim of society, she has. I've been giving her the DHEA. She is, because she's not on any kind of medication. She was on a lot of medications when I got her back, and now she's drug-free. And I do have a little prescription if she gets real tense that I can give to her to calm her down. But basically, that's as needed, and it's not an everyday thing. And I've noticed that her moods, and I've been using some of these little brain boosters instead of having her hold her toothbrush with her dominant right hand, brushing her teeth with her left hand. And she's beginning to communicate better. She has, out of five, she has three disabilities. She has a disability of autism, cerebral palsy, and mental retardation. And she's beginning to show an interest. You know, I have my old granddaughters here, so sometimes we're watching these educational shows where they count numbers and do the shapes, and then she's been interacting with that a little bit. So I'm seeing some improvement. As for myself, I was knocked out a couple of times. I was in an abusive relationship early on in life, and I was knocked out a couple of times and kicked in the head and stuff like that. So I was told that I wouldn't be anywhere near where I am today. And
doctors
I
give
praise
up.
God, and I believe God has led me to these things and at different periods in my time, when I was studying real hard and working a job too, I was led to a brain supplement, which is called vitamin G, glutamic acid. And I took that because I wasn't on anything. And people need to know that I'm on nothing, no prescription drugs of any kind. So for me to dabble in this, it's okay because, you know, I don't have anything, any counteractions. But
well,
I'm
Janet and
anything.
I will both say that we won't say exactly, but we will say that we're both over 50. We'll say that we're both over 50.
I used to have that vein holder. You know, I'm not one bit ashamed of saying where I am right now. I am 69 years of age, and I'll be 70 years old this year. And I'm very active. You know, I take care of both my grandchildren and my disabled daughter. So, and I work a full-time job.
Well,
and a part-time
let's
job.
let's just say the grandchildren are 3 and 18 months.
21 months.
And well, and mm-hmm. with your own daughter at home, with her afflictions and her illnesses, and the mental issues that you're trying to help her to rebuild what was lost, even outside of the disability, but from the lack of oxygen, trying to help her rebuild her brain, and while keeping yours sharp to deal with 3 children. So you can honestly
say... Yeah, because
say
her mental age is 3, actually.
Well,
her
you
mental
can honestly
age.
Say that using these strategies that you have found in these books, by changing diets, by making sure there's plenty of water and green vegetables and these kinds of things, which are all healthy to raising a child, that we, as we get older, tend to, well, I don't want that salad, or I don't need that salad, or even some kids, you know, just look at a vegetable and kind of cringe.
Mm-hmm. Well, you get clever with them. You get clever
you
with your with your with your presentation. You know, I learned that in the restaurant business. Your presentation on the plate, making things look good, and you know, and children. You know, my girls last night, for instance, we had cold sandwiches, and we had tuna sandwiches, your omega-3s, and we had broccoli salad. And those kids are eating broccoli salad, raw broccoli salad. When I first got them, it was like, no way am I eating this stuff, you know. Now they have.
That looks healthy. Give me a candy bar.
And even their caregivers go, you know, we were out shopping, and Athena makes some really good choices. I said, thank you, you know, so... You know, and I used, you know, Bugs Bunny for the carrots and Popeye for the spinach. And I started out with the spinach on homemade pizza. So, yeah, that you have to be, you know, clever with them. And making it fun, too, you know, making it fun.
Right.
Yeah.
Like taking their blueberries and their grapes and making faces on their waffles.
Yeah.
Things
stuff
like
that. Yeah.
But you have found that in changing the diet and going to supplements that help as opposed to the chemicals and the prescriptions that has really worked for you and your family. Now, we're not by any way, shape, or form saying don't take your prescribed medications. If you need it,
we're not against the medical profession whatsoever because, you know, Luke was the physician in the Bible, and the Bible clearly states that the doctor binds the wound and the Lord heals. We're in no way, shape, or form. And what I'm seeing over the years that the medical profession is really coming around now. They're not throwing out those medications like they were. And, you know, on the 10 top killers, it was number 4. Then it moved up in the scheme of things. So these doctors, I'm noticing now, are not throwing out those medications like they were. They are coming around to a more holistic. They are getting into... more natural things.
Well, I mean, if you look...
It depends on the integrity of the person you're dealing with. There's good and bad in everything. We've already talked about that. Depends
well,
on
but
the
if,
person.
If you look at the ingredients in a lot of medications, and if you look at the warnings, okay, well, by the
they'll
time...
They'll scare you.
Well, by the time
I've
you get through the warnings, I'm like, I'd rather have the
you.
Disease.
Yeah.
You know, just give me the disease. I don't want this medication if it's going to do all this to me.
Mm-hmm. I have actually seen in taking care of, you know, being a caregiver, which I'm have reverted back to here, and I'm still have my ministry though. Some of these medications that people take, it'll say right on there that it could be lethal, and I'm like, I would not take this. You know, but then again, it's amazing. We are fearfully and wonderfully made. You know,
in my injury, we can go back to that. In my injury, at one point, I sat in front of 22 different medications every day. I mean, it got to where my gag reflexes were like, "You can't take any more of this." And I'm lucky that on a daily basis, I'm down to two medications. Of course, I take some supplements in there, but I'm down to two medications and some vitamins.
That's good.
As opposed to 22. And, yeah, so, you know, by doing these things, you can get your – well, one of the things was high blood pressure. This head injury had caused high blood pressure. And now my blood pressure – is low. I took blood pressure medication for a couple of years, but then, like I said, then it went from the stroke out high, which is what it was, to now, unless I'm having a lot of pain from the injury, which I still have a lot of pain from the injury, my blood pressure isn't as affected by it now, and I can take supplements, or I can change my diet, or any number of things to help keep my blood pressure down. Actually, it's kind of low now, as opposed to, you know, it's kind of on the low side of normal. But all of these things can be changed if you set your mind right.
That's
you
right.
Know, your mind has to be set right. The Bible says, physician, heal thyself. Well, you can heal yourself, but you have to start. It starts in the mind.
That's right. That's right.
The mind
and
can
that's,
heal the body.
That's what we talked about that when we were doing things on the mind. But, you know, in the book of Hosea, it says, my people, God refers to us as his people. My people lack, you know, suffer because lack of information, and you know, information produces understanding, and understanding produces freedom. You know, so we need to understand that that's what we're doing, sharing information. Sharing information is a form of sowing seed, and you know, it's good information, and God rewards us with our persistence in wanting to improve in our body. He rewards that. So that's basically our aim. And again, we're reminding people not to undertake anything without, you know, checking, especially if you're taking any kind of medications, without checking with your physician. And most of them today are understanding. And, you know, I mean, they go to school for many, many years, and they're taught pharmaceutical. So basically, you know, when you go in, they treat a symptom. And Dr. Coleman, who founded the seven pillars of health, you know, and I saw that he was running for attorney general. That's one man I'd like to see make it as attorney general, because not only does he have a healthy medical outlook, but he's also alternative medicine. So I think he'd be a perfect one to have in there.
Well, I think a lot of doctors have been turned away from alternative medicine because it's all about the mighty dollar, you know, and the pharmaceutical companies.
Well, there's those charlatans again. So
right, and those pharmaceutical companies, you know, have the big bucks, and they say, well, you know, push this on them, push that on them, push something else on them. And I'm not coming down on the pharmaceutical people, because medications are needed and necessary. I know in the area in which I live, you can go to a doctor and you can get a prescription for a pain medication. It's very difficult to get a prescription for something like Xanax or the higher level antidepressants. But in the area where my brother lives, it's completely opposite. You go to the doctor down there, and it's like they want to throw Xanax at you. And but if you're in pain, excuse me, if you're in physical pain, you can't get a doctor there to write a prescription for pain medication.
Isn't that interesting?
You know, and it's like, well, wait a minute. It's just there's so much abuse where my brother
yeah.
lives, so much abuse
yeah.
of pain medications that they won't write them. And that makes it difficult for people who really do need that level of help. But, again, it alters the mind. You're thinking, I can't get what I need, or what I need is not available. That's when you have to kick into the mind and say, wait a minute. Is this something that I really need? Or is it something I want? You know, or do I think I can't live without it? I think this plays into our next show on addictions, you know. But, again, it's about the charlatans and the money and, you know, it's just unreal. It's just unreal how areas not that far apart can treat patients so differently.
Yeah. It's up to the motive of the person that you're dealing with. You know,
And the integrity of the doctor that you're dealing with.
I feel that there's good and bad in everything, and, you know, it's just putting God first, and He will lead you. And it says that we need to be led. The Holy Spirit leads us, and will lead us into the right situation. And I felt very much led into the supplement that I'm currently taking. I've been fighting with an inner ear situation. It's on the left side of my left ear, and it has, like Meniere's disease has that sound in there, and I did a lot of research on it. And I've been going to the doctors for over a year over it, and it would create times of dizziness for me, and I'm talking about room reeling dizziness where you're holding on to something, not just light dizziness. So, you know, each time that I do everything the doctor said and it still come back, so I got frustrated with it, and I prayed about it, and I reasoned with God about it, and I got led to it. It's called fossil shell flower. You can Google it, and I've been taking it for about 10 days now, and the very first day, there was a decrease in the sound in my left ear, and it actually states that it has a huge umbrella of things that it does. It's helping my skin. It's helping my energy levels. It's helping this problem. I'm growing hair, which my own little vanity was like, I couldn't deal with my hair thinning. And, of course, again, I was honest about my age here. So, but now it's thickening up, and it's like I look in the mirror like, whoa, this is great. You know, and I feel and have the activity of a 30-year-old. I have to actually slow myself down and pace myself like the doctor asked me to do. So, and it lowered my blood pressure considerably. The doctor asked me to take it and journal it, and it's been absolutely in fantastic levels since I started taking this stuff.
Janet, we have a caller from the 312 area code who has something they would like to share with us. Let me see if I can get them on the line with us.
Okay.
Hello, 312. This is Marcia. Who am we speaking with?
Hey, ladies, it's Vicki. How are you?
Hi, Vicki.
Hey, Vicki. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. How's your mind?
Pretty clear.
Cool.
Good. Good.
Jenna,
you know,
I'm hearing that out of either of us, is she?
Well, I wanted to say something with regards to pain, and how the foods we eat can cause inflammation in the body, and because of all the antibiotics and chemicals that they put in foods nowadays. So when people have neck pain or back pain or any kind of pain in the body, instead of going to get some ibuprofen or some kind of pain medication, watch the foods that you put in your body.
Mm-hmm.
And I only way I know this, and Dave, you know this, I did a detox last year, and I detoxed for 15 days, and I had issues with pain in my neck and shoulders. I can't tell you what that detox did. It really eliminated all of the inflammation in my body, amongst many other things. But what we eat does really have an effect on the pain. And just like a woman who gets really bad menstrual cramps, I learned this a long time ago, that 2 weeks before your period, you should really eat a healthy diet, like vegetables and water-based foods, to help you eliminate. Because I believe, this is my personal belief, is that a lot of times when a woman has bad cramps, it's because of what she's eating, and she doesn't eliminate properly beforehand. So I'm always conscious to cleanse my colon before my period. And I can honestly say I don't have bad cramps at all. I haven't had really intense cramps for years. There may be one or two times where I have just the first day, but I'm telling you, by that second day, they're gone. Because I know, I understand my body, and I know to clean myself out 2 weeks before, or eat foods that are water-based and green to help me go to the bathroom a lot more.
Yeah. There's actually one doctor that basically said that we need to focus on eliminating, and death begins in the colon.
Yep.
And
well, I mean,
was
when
it Elvis Presley
die,
and John Wayne both were backed up to their stomachs?
Well,
Elvis Presley.
It's known that the average person will die with about 5 pounds of undigested red meat in their intestines.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, we don't eat a lot of red meat around here. We eat some, but you know, that's one of the worst things. And with all the chemicals they're injecting into the animals that we eat, we don't
even
know,
our chicken now.
Yeah, we
eat
don't
chicken.
Know exactly what we are ingesting.
Even with the processed foods, even with the eggs and the dairy or the pastas and the sugars and all these chemicals they put in yogurt, and it's just a combination of things that cause inflammation. It's not just red meat, because I'm a firm believer you can eat it, but it's how you eat it and it's what you eat with it that matters.
Oh, I agree. It's not the meat, but if you have a diet that's constantly full of red meat, it will wear on your mind and the rest of your body too.
Yeah, it will.
You need to make sure that you have those fishes and those chickens and the turkeys and not just
and
the red meat.
And I honestly believe, and I've told Daisy this, my grandma lived to be 94, and the only reason she lost her mind was the shock of my grandfather dying. I just think she made the choice to not be here anymore mentally, but she just checked out. But as a person, she was quite healthy. I mean, the foods that she made were everything was from scratch. My granddad had a farm, so nothing we ate came out of a store. Nothing. I mean, even the eggs that you had. I mean, it was just rare to have. If we got McDonald's, it was once a month. Or White Castle, you got one little hamburger and some fries. You didn't get three hamburgers, and I think McDonald's is a big culprit. I'm not just saying, I think the things that they put in their food are not totally healthy. Some of the food, they've gotten better over the years, but for me, I'm not a big McDonald's eater or any, fast food. I can't, Burger King, I can't do that stuff anymore. It just messes with my digestive system.
Well, I have to say this in behalf of California. California instituted that these fast food places had stopped using hydrogenated oils. And so they have forced them to, and, you know, there was a big thing on it, you know, the French fries and all this other stuff,
yeah.
And obesity in people. And it's not that science is finding this stuff out. You know, back when before processed foods, people lived a lot longer.
Yep.
Well, kept their mental agility.
Great grandpa.
Look at a French fry. Fresh.
Well,
I
know great grandpa.
Look at a French fry. There's a delay. Sorry.
But anyway, Vicki's talking about one of those seven pillars of health, you know, is detoxification and ample water. That's one of them. And there's, you know, there's controversy about that. You know, I was very impressed with Dr. Jordan Rubin, who had Crohn's disease, and it, I guess got down to 110 pounds or something. And look at him now, you know, and he has a whole series of things out on, you know, what's good for you and staying away from processed foods.
Yeah, I have a book.
You need to read your ingredients. You know,
yeah.
MSG actually destroys muscle mass, you know, monosodium glutamate. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. I might need to sneeze and go on, right? So, here, you know, it breaks down muscle. And the pink coloring in your lunch meats is a carcinogenic.
Yep.
And we really need, you know, my people die from lack of knowledge. Jose, God tells us this, and we really need to pay attention to what we're putting inside of us.
I mean, all you got to do is if your poop stinks, you need to do something about it. That's how you can really determine how what you're putting inside your body is how you're, you know, looking at it and smelling it. I'm sorry to be so gross, but I'm one who gets colonic. So I'm one who, you know, I will talk poop with anybody any day if I know they're going to listen. Seriously. You know,
it's something we all got to do.
Right. And I'm miserable.
Well, Dr. Valerie Saxon says take a quick peek and look at it, you know, if you have a little nugget, you're backed up. If you have diarrhea, you're backed up. You should have a healthy stool is you know, they're long and they're firm and, you know,
yep.
They're not stringy or any of that. Yeah.
Right. And, you know, back to a French fry, I challenge anybody to just leave a French fry out or put it in your car for about 2 weeks. And come back, and it'll still be a French fry. And just imagine that in your body. I mean, just think about that. If you know how you used to find old French fries in your car, and you clean it out, and the French fry would still be intact, but it would be a part of the rock. I mean, really, that's what we're putting in our body.
I know. That French fries may not be so bad. That's the type of oil that you use too. You know, frying is good for people that are out there exercising. Otherwise, it's not good. And sugar, you know, sugar is like syrup to your veins as much as the other things. And there are certain foods that, you know, there's a book out called Foods That Heal and Foods That Harm. And it'll explain exactly what, you know, what these foods that are harmful for you. Foods that harm and foods that heal. Reader's Digest put it out not long ago. That's another good book that'll help you if you want to be more holistic about your body. You know,
right.
These bodies carry our spirits around, you know, and they're the temple of the living God, and I think we should take good care of them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, when you do a detox, okay, getting back to Vicki saying that she did this detox, doing a detox doesn't just detoxify your body, but it detoxifies your mind.
It's crazy how clear. It's like you can blow air through my head. That's how clear my head was. I can't explain it. I mean, the hardest part for me was getting over the coffee withdrawal for about 4 days. had really bad headaches, but after that, I was bouncing off the walls. My thinking was so clear. I had never experienced that ever in my life. You know, it was just amazing. And it's like when your mind is clear and your whole body is cleaned out like that, it just, you open yourself.
Yeah, the energy too.
You have a lot of energy. I mean, okay, an example would be sometimes we wake up in the morning and we have, you know, you brush your teeth, you have a white tongue, you brush your teeth. Well, during this detox, you know, I noticed my tongue was really, really white, like by the maybe the eighth or ninth day, but once I brushed it, it turned pink. And what that was that was another form of detoxification, that bacteria and yeast was coming out of my body. And it was coming, like, in my mouth, and I would just have to brush two or three times a day. But, one, my breath did not smell, and two, my tongue was pink. So juicing.
That's a healthy mouth.
Yeah. And if you can't do a full detox, at least maybe try to do one or two meals a day with just plain juicing and, like, green juicing, and then have one meal, and then work towards it, because it is, I mean, I can't tell you. I mean, female problems, gone. If you had any, they're gone. And it also, if you have an illness in your body, it will actually, you will know where that illness is. It cleanses your body out that much to where if you have an issue with your liver or somewhere in your body, it will zero in on that, and you will know that
you're
sick or something's wrong. Yeah.
It'll reveal it. But I went to clinics years ago, fasting clinics and detoxification clinics, and before I had children, I had money then. And kids' money's gone, okay? But anyway, they would have us do a week of just fruits and vegetables to prepare for a detox. Because when you detox, especially if you're taking a lot of medications or you have a habit such as smoking, and I'm not condemning smokers out here. Please don't get me wrong. I'm not condemning anything. But there's 300 chemicals in every cigarette that you smoke. And so you could throw too much toxins in there and get very, very sick.
You can get very sick trying to, yeah.
So you really should
do
this under the supervision of somebody that knows what they're doing.
Right.
Especially if you're taking any kind of medications or anything like that. But you could try just eating vegetables. And I want to bring up another point, and I got this from Dr. Jordan Rubin when he was talking about eating things that are alive versus what's dead. Canned food is just terrible. Try eating something, all fresh things for a week, and then open something with a can, in a can, and it almost made me regurgitate.
It
smells like you're eating in bombing fluid.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, the only thing safe in a can is tomatoes.
I'm leery about that. I am totally I'm the opposite. I'm leery of that because with the tomatoes, they're genetically engineered. So you have to eat, if you get them in a can, make sure you get them organic because they're genetically,
I'm all in support of the organic farmer as well. And this fossil shell flour that we've been talking about, that's used in organic gardening. It's amazing the umbrella that this stuff has. And I've been on it for about 10 days now. And I'm telling you, I have to slow myself down. I feel so good. I had one mild episode. Wasn't nothing compared to what I was used to having. And I'm not getting sick anymore.
Hmm.
Praise God.
Well, I definitely have to get that from you.
Check it out. Just Google it. Fossil, F-O-S-S-I-L, shell, S-H-E-L-L, flower, F-L-O-U-R. Somebody asked me if it was flower, F-L-O-W-E-R. No, it's flower, like your, you know, flower, although I don't use white flour. So it's just interesting to know that, you know, back in the time of Abraham's time, there were no processed foods. People lived a long time.
Yeah. My great-grandma lived to be almost 100. My granddad lived well into his 80s, and it's because of the way they cooked. They lived off of a farm. And if my granddad killed anything, it's because, and we ate it, it's because he cleaned it and he cured it. You know, so any pig or chickens or we rarely ate red meat, but you know, he cured it. He picked, you know, so we trusted it. I don't know if I trusted it all the time, but you know, you're a kid, you don't know any better.
Yeah.
That's, you know, we were never sick. Never sick. Never sick. It's crazy. So.
But it's worth, you know, I think we're worth it. You know, it depends on what your self-image is, but, you know, God calls us beloved, and he wishes above all things that we prosper and be in good health. Sickness doesn't come from him. And sickness is a result of a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
It can be a mental process. You can make yourself sick by the
yeah.
way you think.
Yeah.
We discussed that on prior shows. But, Vicki, that was valuable information you gave us, and we appreciate your input today.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, Vicki, you have a great day.
Thank you, too.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, yes.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
No bye.
Problem. Bye-bye.
Okay. So,
okay.
Shannon. Vicki gave
yes.
us a lot of information, you know, about detoxing and how that worked for her. Personally, my views on detoxing, I think you should do that at least twice a year. You know,
I do
whatever.
A colon cleanse.
You know, you don't have to do
months.
A 30-day fast. You know, you don't have to do, you know. Anything that's that elaborate, but just to help keep your body clear, because as we talked earlier, you know, there's so many things that they put in our food that we're not aware of or we don't take the time to look at. And
mm-hmm.
in all honesty, you know, when you go to buy a head of lettuce at the grocery store, it doesn't say what kind of agents were used to keep the bugs off that lettuce or to make it
that's
grow.
Right.
You
that's
know,
one of the things that we get is pesticides. There is Trader Joe's sells this. It's called a fruit and vegetable wash, and it has absolutely no chemicals in it. I use it. I've actually seen the wax come off of apples, and that you know that they people make them look appealing, dyes and stuff like that. So it actually cleanses all that off pesticides and everything, especially grapes. Grapes is something that's normally you sprayed a lot. So there are things that, on our journey here to be healthy that you can find. And there's a lot of good reference books out there. Dr. Weil, I think is his name, Weil. He has a... 8 weeks to optimum health. He suggests eating broccoli. Broccoli is a really good brain supplement. It's your green vegetable. But basically, Dr. Jordan Rubin, Dr. Coleman, all these different doctors that are out there that I've looked into their work, and they're pretty consistent. That you know, and they give you lists of things that. Are not good, like the pink coloring. And if you look at leukemia is up in children, all the lunch meats and stuff that kids eat. And I myself am not a pork eater anymore because pigs have no sweat glands. So those toxins that they consume are just passed down to us. And actually, I was working for a Jewish doctor one time, and we had somebody come in, and something turned out to be what it was, and we had went past lunchtime, so he told me to run down to the deli and get something. I came back with a ham and cheese sandwich, and he jerked the ham out from the sandwich and told me, look at this under a microscope. And I looked at it under a microscope, and you could see tiny little worms. I haven't eaten pork. I don't eat pork anymore. It's proven scientifically to be caused, destroyed brain cells and a carcinogenic. So I don't eat pork.
Well, something that
that's a personal choice. you know, God blesses your food. There's a scripture that says you can eat poison and it won't hurt you if you're under his wing. But I'm just one of these people that are into being as healthy as possible.
Well, something that Vicki said caused me to think of great-grandpa. When he passed a few years back, I guess it's been 10 years or so now, he was 101 when he passed, but he was a farmer, and every day before he went out into the fields, he was a farmer and a coal miner, but every day before he went out into the fields, you know, Grandma would make him breakfast, or he would make his breakfast after she passed, and, I mean, it's Dippy's toast and the bacon grease. Well, he wasn't worried about the pork because, one, he got the pork as a piglet and raised it, so he knows, you know, that hog didn't have a lot of chemicals and that kind of thing. And he's dipping his toast in this bacon grease, and he's eating whole cloves of garlic and never had a problem with his blood pressure or his heart or anything like that because of the garlic he ingested. But like I said,
amazing what garlic can do. It is amazing what garlic can do.
Well, cinnamon's another one. And cinnamon's a good antioxidant.
Read about the cinnamon and honey cure. It's amazing.
Well,
I do that as well. I make a paste out of it, either pour hot water over and drink it as a tea, or I spread it on my toast.
Well,
bread. I don't use white enriched flour at all.
But getting back to Grandpa, I mean, people from that era, from that generation, I mean, they raised their own food. I mean, we're getting back to a show we've done previously. We are an instant gratification. We want it now. I don't know too many people in today's world who are going to go out and buy a piglet and raise it so there's food on the table in a couple of years. They want to go out and buy the ham now. They want the bacon now. And, you know, they don't know what they're ingesting. You know, like you said, the doctor showed you the worms in your ham. Now, I'm thinking myself.
I didn't get lunch that day, by the way.
Well, I would have.
All was left was
back,
the bread and the cheese.
Well, but the thing is, you know, well, my son just brought home a pound of deli ham. Thinking about going to their business. But anyway, you know, they found a balance in all the hard work that they did growing up as a farmer. And they found a balance in the work as a farmer and a balance in the home life. And they knew what they were putting in their bodies because they grew the food. They knew. And they were so much healthier and they lived so much longer. But Grandpa wasn't one to go through McDonald's or have somebody run through McDonald's. And Lord God knows, at his age, with all the work he had done and raising all of his kids, because they had a brood. I think there was seven or eight of them, you know, in times like that. And they came over from a different country when he was just 18 years old. So, you know, for us to take for granted, and with the cuts that are now in our federal system because of our debt as a country, they're talking about doing away with food inspectors. I mean, they're already allowing them to pump the chemicals into our meat and use pesticides on our vegetables that aren't meant for human consumption, and now they're going to do away with what is in place, you know, to see that we're not being fed horse meat instead of hamburgers.
Oh, I know. Was it a few years back that I think it was one of the fast food restaurants, I'm not going to name anybody because I'm not for sure. You know, like somebody getting blamed, you know, and they're not guilty. They caught him from bringing in kangaroo meat from Australia. And then there was years ago that people were selling cats for rabbits because they have a similar bone structure. And, you know, so there's all these abuses that going on. And but I want people to also realize the benefits of honey. I had a church member who moved to the East Coast. I haven't heard from him in a long time. But one of their relatives lived to be over 100 eating the honeycomb. So, and not all honeys are right great either, but still it's better than, you know, organic honey would be better. But there is something in honey that benefits. Read about the cinnamon and honey cure on Google. It will amaze you.
Well, but what I'm saying is we take for granted as a society, we take for granted that just because it has a USDA sticker on it, it's fine. Just because it's on the shelf, we can eat it, and there's not any problem. That's not true. We need
to
wake
up
and gain the knowledge.
Just like the Mensolium glutamate, that breaks down muscles. I read labels, and if it's in it, I don't buy it. And there, you know, Dr. Jordan goes, Ruben goes through several of those, Dr. Coleman. So we really need to be aware, you know, and I'm not putting anything down, but the FDA has passed things that we know that are not healthy. One is cigarettes, okay? So we know that that's not healthy. We know that it's not. It's been proven. You know, they even have all these websites now to try to get people to quit because of what, and now, you know, it's been manipulated with, if you smoke today compared to when I smoked years ago, they're even more addictive. They're more addictive.
Well, that's
they
because
have more
they manipulate the nicotine and stuff in them now.
Yeah, exactly.
More than they did before. And now they put a chemical in them that if there's, you know, to keep people from burning themselves up by falling asleep with a cigarette in their hand, you know.
300 chemicals in those cigarettes. And I'm not judging condemning anybody that smokes.
Well,
I used to smoke.
And I know you're not condemning me, but what I'm saying is nowadays there's another chemical in there that if you're not smoking the cigarette, then it goes out. So you're either relighting that cigarette 4,000 times to get it smoked, or you're smoking it like freight train so that it don't go out. So
Yeah. Is
that yet another manipulation? Possibly. Is it a safety measure? Yes, but what kind of chemical are we ingesting with that because they've added this chemical to stop the burning process? You know,
another thing, too, is hot dogs, okay, which is an American tradition. You go to the ball game, buy some hot
baseball,
dogs, right?
Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and chocolate.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, now they're saying now they've got out all beef, all chicken. But basically, hot dogs is everything off the floor at the slaughterhouse. That's what they're made out of. And
all the beef off the floor.
How many people know that? You know, people are not aware of that. My people perish from lack of knowledge. So I'm just hoping that our radio show tonight is at least getting people to think about what they're putting into themselves. And we're not saying we have all the answers or that we're know-it-alls. I do a lot of research and just want to share that with people. And I amaze my doctors with my, even my insurance man, when I went in to renew my insurance, he said, "Your memory is better than mine." And I said, "Well, thank you for that compliment." And I said, "I work on it." Meditation's a very, very, very good tool. Very good tool.
I think that's a show that we need to do. It's one on meditations. The only caution that I would give to our listeners is please don't listen as you're driving. Tana has some really wonderful meditations, guided meditations. And for people who want to meditate and is not really sure how, this is a way to start with a guided meditation. And I think we should do a show and do a couple of guided meditations through that show. And we might be asleep in the middle of it because the way you do your guided meditations, Janet, you know, you get into a real relaxed state.
Yes, you do. And, you know, and people who don't really want to meditate or maybe have high analytical minds, subliminal persuasion is good. It'll start helping you to, and they're out there on everything, lose weight, quit smoking, breaking bad habits. You know, we're all human, and we're on this journey, and, you know, hopefully we're learning by our mistakes and get up, you know?
Right.
Okay.
Well, let me just take a second and say you're listening to Spiritual Perceptions on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Marcia, and I'm here with Janet, and we're talking about the mind. Our call-in number is 646-378-1297. You can follow Janet on Facebook at Janet Thornburg. You can follow us on Twitter at Spiritual Perceptions. You can get a reading, a psychic reading from Janet on keen.com under the screen name Daisy644478. Or you can email us and set up a private reading with Janet at spiritualpercept, P-E-R-C-E-P, at AOL.com. If you'd like to communicate with us, you have a prayer request, a comment, a suggestion for a show, anything, just give us an email. We'll see what we can do. Our June show will be June 30th, 4 o'clock on the West Coast, 7 o'clock on the East Coast. Our topic will be on addictions, and we'll have a guest speaker by the name of Robert Nye.
Yes.
Okay. Breathe.
And is there anybody else in the call wanting to comment or anything?
No, I don't see that we have any other comments for this evening's show. Is there anything
okay.
else that you have to add, Janet?
No, I'd just like to close with a prayer, and I'm standing on that scripture in Hosea that my people perish from lack of knowledge, and we pray, Father, that you will bless each and every person that's listening, and that the words that we spoke tonight will edify and help people, and we ask you to lead us into a healthier life. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. So, listeners, please remember, between now and the next time we're on, thoughts become things. So choose the good ones. That's a quote from Mike Dooley from Tut.com. So Everybody have a great night, a wonderful month, and we will talk to you again on June 30th. See ya.
We will. Bye.
Bye.